fair to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Now let's talk sport, Melbourne.
Do you need the play-by-play?
I've heard of the NFL.
Or the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
I came across this the other day. Pickleball.
Hold on.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Fifi's Sports Report.
Well, it's unexpected because...
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it is. You know everything about sport, particularly Fev, and Nick, obviously, UFC. I will ask you all the big questions about that sport. But I just want to take a moment. Melbourne, Australia, we need to really embrace what's happened. The medal tally at the moment, China at number one. Yes, biggest population for any country in the world. United States in
second.
At number two. Yeah, got about 200 million residents, obviously.
Oh, 350.
Is it more?
Yeah.
Yes. Japan in at number third.
Yep.
Coming through with about, we got 24 million.
Yeah, about 26.
Australia, fourth on the medal tally. That is, and it won't stay there now, guys. We've got to enjoy today. We've got to enjoy this hour, actually, because once the ass kicks off. Stayed, a great job, though, by Rowan Browning. I stayed up to watch that last night,
too.
The semi-final, and he did wonderful. He won his heat, the first heat. That was an incredible run. Brandon Stark also coming fifth in the high jump. Yep. I was watching that.
God.
Oh, I'm all over everything.
Wow.
Logan Martin, I watched him win his...
BMX!
I watched him... I've got to be honest, I did watch that, the BMX.
That amazed me so much, my seat went down.
I know.
Like a BMX. You're real close to the ground. Need some pegs on there.
My household, the Olympics of the Olympics fever has definitely caught.
Wow.
Now, what I love about the BMX, Logan Martin, though, it's a very relaxed sport, isn't it? Like you watch the swimmers or the athletics as they're gearing up to start a race. The nerves are palpable. The stress, the pressure. I can't tell whether the BMX riders are racing or not.
No, they're having a dart out the back before they start.
They're adults riding BMXs. Yeah.
They don't
really
care.
Relaxed.
They're like the skateboarders. They just don't care.
And the swimming,
Logan.
Wow. How was that yesterday? It was the biggest day in the pool. Emma McKean to see her win the gold, obviously, and then double in the 50-metre freestyle. And then for the girls to win the 4x100 medley relay, Kate Campbell, what an elegant, beautiful woman.
Yeah, she spoke well, didn't she?
She did. She's just so good. Do you know what? She reminds me of Kate Blanchett. And I think it's more than the fact that they've got the same name. She's just so composed and elegant.
She speaks really well. She was the flag bearer. What about my favourite bit of that whole day? And obviously they won gold, but was when... what's the interviewer?
Yeah,
He interviewed the three girls after they won the relay, and Emma McKeon wasn't there because she had to get a gold medal. Sorry, girls, I'm just going to get me gold for the 50. You guys do the interview. Mate, what a freak.
She
we spoke to Thorpe
amazing.
On Friday about her.
We did, and he said that Emma would beat his record.
And he was right,
she did.
Yeah.
She's
huge.
So... humble.
Yeah.
Like there's no carry on. She just wins and then she walks off with this gorgeous smile on her face.
I think she's just too tired to carry on. She's just been swimming and winning flat out.
13 events she did.
Speaking of tired though, I have started watching the athletics and I was watching the 100-metre and that is quite an event.
But the best one.
What I don't understand with the athletics is why these guys and girls, they're sprinting, they're going all out, particularly the ones doing they did 30 laps the other day.
Yeah.
And then after their race, they make them walk up those stairs. Like, can't they go under a tunnel or something? They've got to walk up all the stairs.
The Australian that collapsed 10 metres from the line and they were calling him and he couldn't get up and his legs were gone and he got up and he pushed through, showed real Aussie grit and determination and he got over the line. Then he had to walk up the stairs.
Oh.
It's like someone pick him up. He was knackered.
Now, let's talk about the moment last night. I was asleep for this. I did have to give up after a while. But Brandon Stark, amazing Australian, brother of Mitchell Stark, the cricketer.
Yes.
He talented. Came fifth in the high jump. But the first and, well, the two that were winning, they've decided to share the gold medal, Fev. Can you talk me through that?
Well, I don't really know how it works because they both, everyone's saying, oh, it's the best moment of the Olympics. It's amazing and true sportsmanship. But they could jump off. So if someone missed the jump, Therefore, they would have got silver and the winner got gold. But as it goes in, the rules are in high jump, if you have a gentleman's agreement that you're done, they can both win gold. And I don't think it's ever happened before, but I don't like that. Like, they both get gold, but...
Was there a story behind it, though? They're obviously, because I've just seen this. I know, we've woken up this morning to see this lovely, it looks like a lovely moment where they're hugging and they've decided to share the gold medal, which is.
But you didn't
get silver then.
Oh, maybe the next person.
Yeah.
So then fourth just got a bronze.
Got a bronze. Yeah.
So Brandon was one off.
And he was fifth, yeah. But he had the same amount of, he had the same jump as the second and third, I think. But he missed a few earlier. So it goes back on count back. But I don't know. I'm a gambling man, so I would have gone to the bloke, we're jumping off, because I want to be the outright winner. But then other people who are conservative, which is most of the world right now, would have said, oh, you have a gold and have a gold and we'll just have a gold party.
Before penalty shootout and the Euros.
Nah.
Italy and England.
Yeah, they both win. Yay! Everyone's a winner. 1019 The
Fox. Now, Fev, what happened in your house on the weekend?
Yeah, so last night, it was about 6:30. I'm playing COD, so I'm up there with Tobes. She's on my phone.
COD is Call of Duty, video game. Dinner time.
Yeah, well, Alex has got... So the kids have gone down to Church Street because we've come back to Melbourne. They've gone out with their friends. They've gone to see a movie. They were going to get a train home because it's easier, but it got to be a little bit dark. So Alex goes, I'll go pick them up because I don't want them catching a train. So Alex has driven down, picked them up, got home, Toby's ran down, I've gone perfect, I don't have to watch her anymore, because I don't put the headset on, so I can hear her.
Perfect,
because I can't hear. So Toby's mum's here, she runs down, mum, Alex is on the phone talking to her friend, I say, g'day hun, kids are home. Anyway, so I've put my headset on, so I don't have my phone, but Alex has posted this on her Instagram page, and it reads, mum, help, this is Lulu, mum, help. Guys, help. I'm stuck in the car. So Alex has got out of the car from coming home and got on the phone, rang her friend and locked the door, and it's got key locks on the door so no one can get out. And she thought everyone had gone inside. So I'm upstairs playing COD. Lenny's gone into her room. Toby's running around. Alex is on the phone. No one saw the message. For 15 minutes, she was stuck in the car.
That's like a Home Alone stuff. It's like Car Alone.
What was she doing not to get out when everyone got out? Was she like on her phone?
Well, she would have been on her phone or something and just distracted. Because she dead set in our defense, she takes forever to get out of the car. It's a nightmare. I might get out of the car. Sometimes I lock the door deliberately to make her get out. Now, when she got up, I was here. I could hear all this, what was going on. Everyone was laughing. So I pressed record on the phone and I recorded her and asked her what happened.
What happened?
Someone was super tired in that car. And then when I went to get out, mum started inside on the phone, locked the car, Lenny left the door wide open. I was banging on the window, screaming, mum, mum, ignores me. So then I started texting family group chat, mum, help me. No one came. Texted all my friends in that hashtag, I've just been neglected and abandoned. Toby saw me at the door with the wide open. She saw me in the car.
Because she was going, Anna.
She started jumping up and down, clapping her hands. And then Lenny looked at her standing at the door, walked upstairs, ignored her. And then Lenny walked straight back down. And Lenny looked, she's like, slow as a snail, walks down the stairs outside. And then she goes to open my door.
Oh, no, no, it was just, were you scared?
It was locked. Not really, it's unexpected.
Kind of expected.
Mate, you could hear Alex and Lenny in the background piercing themselves.
When she says that, I've been neglected. You were telling us before, it's like your whole house is getting renovated. You've got all your stuff in one room. Everything else is torn up. She's been left in a Range Rover or something. She's living the dream. Be worse to come inside.
1019 The Fox.
What a huge day at the Olympics yesterday for Australia. We've already talked about this earlier in the show. We are number 4 on the medal tally behind China, the United States and Japan. I mean, those countries with their huge populations. What a phenomenal effort on behalf of our athletes. And the athlete I want to focus on right now is Logan Martin. He not only won the gold medal for the BMX riding, But that's the first ever gold medal for that event because it's the first time that BMX riding has been in the Olympics.
It's changed everything for me. Because if you told me a little while back that an Australian bloke named Logan was going overseas and taking his own push bike, I thought, well, he's going to enjoy Bali and he should get in travel insurance because he's going to get in trouble. Now he's done us proud.
I picked up on something. So I was watching him on the Saturday evening as he was going into the grand final. So he won the gold medal yesterday, but on Saturday afternoon evening, he was competing to get into the final. Now, he was interviewed post-match. And I believe this was a slip up. No, he hasn't picked up on it. I don't think it's been mentioned again, but he is referring to his pregnant wife, Kimberly, back home. Now, for anybody who has gone to the ultrasound and found out what gender they're having, but then they've agreed that they won't tell anyone, which is, I imagine, what Kimberly and Logan had agreed. We won't tell anyone whether we're having a girl and a boy. Please enjoy this audio from the wonderful Channel 7 coverage. This is Logan Martin post-win.
Thanks to everyone that supports me back in Australia. I love my wife, Kimberly, and I love my son, Noah. We also have another child on the way. So I'm super excited about that in January. But, yeah, thanks to everyone that supports me.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Having a boy. Congratulations, Logan.
Well, to be fair, sickest gender reveal ever. That's
amazing.
Olympics. That's way better than some dumb thing blowing up in your backyard.
The balloon popping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We did the balloon popping.
Oh, jeez.
We did for my...
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you imagine the...
It was a beautiful moment.
It is. But can you imagine his mind? He's like, he's prime for a gold medal there. He's doing his shout out and you can actually hear the mental gymnastics as he's done the... another son on the way. I mean, another child on the way. Ah, Kimberly's going to kill me for that.
He'd get our way with it though.
Kimmy, yes.
I've just made a final in the clock. Didn't know what I was saying. I'm not real good at interviews. I'm a BMX rider. It's my first ever interview.
Yeah, when I was born, it wasn't even a sport here, and I'm in Tokyo with a medal. I'm sorry I made a mistake.
I'd love it. We would love it. 13 10 60 to hear from people who've also stuffed up their gender reveals, because I did it. I found out I was having girls on both times, and I convinced everybody that I didn't know the gender. And every time I came on air, and it became a running joke, every time I came on air, I'd say, you know, when I have the baby, he or she. And then I was talking about it on another time and said, well, I'm going to be telling my daughter that she can't, you know, do that or that. So you can slip up. I know James Lake, our newsreader. Are you there, James?
Yes, he always slips up.
You did a slip up.
Oh, so embarrassing. Chatting with some friends when we were pregnant with our second child. And
we?
My wife and I.
Claim that.
Sorry.
You weren't pregnant. You weren't pregnant.
And we were going to reveal the gender, and someone just asked, you know, casually, oh, well, you know, your kids share a bedroom. And I said, oh, no, Spencer won't want to share with his sister.
Easy done.
Oh, no.
Jamie would have whipped you after that.
13 10 60. Have you had a gender reveal slip up you weren't supposed to, and maybe your partner was very angry at you?
I didn't have one. Mine, when we did it in here, the balloon was just pink.
And you were gutted.
Just a straight pink balloon.
Yeah. When they come out, it was pink. I wanted the blue to come out.
And the problem for Fev was we were videoing this, so the balloon popped, pink went everywhere, and he was a man shattered. He was devastated.
Did you just hope you were colorblind? Please tell me that's blue.
Emily in Malvern. Hi, Emily.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Emily. Did you have a surprise gender reveal that you didn't expect?
Myself and my husband decided we wouldn't actually find out the gender of our baby. This was our second baby. So I went in for a scan just, you know, at her rooms, a normal scan. I actually had to take my toddler, my little daughter, who couldn't be, you know, looked after. So anyway, during the scan, she said to my daughter, do you want to come and look at your baby brother?
Emily,
yeah. Well, she actually said, do you want to look at your baby brother? And then she went, or sister. I'd sort of figured it out at that moment that we were having a boy.
Emily, you know, obviously, you've seen the scan now of a boy. Now, Fee's got two girls. Fev's got four girls. I've seen two scans now with boys involved, and they could tell you don't know what it is, but there's a little bit on that scan where you go, I think I know what we're having.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident I saw what we were having too.
Did you tell the husband?
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he got the surprise. That's nice. Emily, I've heard that a lot. And I do feel for the ultrasound technicians in those situations because I've heard of that before. They accidentally let it slip when they were told it was supposed to be a secret.
Well, we're meant to, we got sent one. Luch did all the tests and everything, and they sent us an email, and the doctor said, make sure you, when you're together, open this email, and then when you've got the email open, there's a little link that you click on, and then it'll tell you what gender you're having. And Luch said, oh, I got the email, but in the, like in the email preview, it just had the thing, and it sort of wrecked it.
Oh, yeah. Like, so you didn't do the whole link? Click.
No, it was like, oh, yeah, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
Yeah.
Another boy.
Anticlimax.
I asked if it was a boy.
No. You said, can you check again?
I said, well, that was with Lulu. I said, can you, we had the same obstetrician for the whole, all the kids. And I said, oh, can you check again? He goes, oh, I'm pretty sure. And then when we went in with Toby 10 years later, he goes, God, I can't believe you guys are back. And I said, just tell me that there's something in between the legs. And he dead set said, ah, nah, mate, you're going to have to go back to the well. there's another girl coming.
When baby boys are born, when they come out, I hope this isn't seen as gross, but it's just what it is. The bits down there, the lower bit of the appendage, the bottom bit, massive.
Yeah.
Looks like a water balloon. Yeah, it's nuts. It is nuts.
All my kids.
I've tried so hard to avoid it and then just ran straight into nuts.
Little ears,
Amy,
man.
In Hillside. Hi, Amy.
Come on, bro.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Amy. Did you accidentally leak your gender reveal?
It wasn't quite a gender. It was actually the name of our baby. So we worked very hard at keeping the name secret, even from my partner's parents. And then one Friday afternoon after work, he went down to the local pub, had a couple of beers, and blurted the name to everyone.
How much trouble did you get into, Amy? How much trouble?
Oh, it was just like, I was sort of a little bit gutted because it was like, it was such a hard secret to keep because I'm pretty close with his parents.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty hard secret to keep and not tell them the whole time. And then he went down there and it was just pretty much everyone in Pasco Vale heard the name. So.
Well, you've got to think, Ames, like as a father, you're so proud and so pumped because you don't really do anything because, you know, your wife, the female does everything. They carry the baby for so long and all we've got is the gender and we're having a girl and that's all you can bank on. So you want to tell your mates. I did the same. I came in and blurted it all to you guys. We're having a girl. I just goes, you didn't tell anyone, did you? I said, no, I haven't told anyone.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, Fev, you've got me in trouble. You've done something.
Again?
Yeah,
what
again.
Have we done?
Again, why do you do these things to me? So, Nick, you remember last week Trixie came in, my 8-year-old came into the office, into the studio.
It's my favourite times.
Oh, she loves it. She really loves it. In fact, last night she said to me at bedtime, she said, Mummy, I know it's gonna be a no, but can I come into your work tomorrow? And I said, Trix, no way. You've only been back at school for like 2 days. You can't come, you've got to keep going to school.
She'll probably learn more here with me than she would.
Well, do you know what she said to me? Because she's eight, so she's getting good at negotiating things.
Yes, good.
I kid you not, this is what she said. But, Mum, Fev will be really happy if I'm there.
Yeah.
So she's decided that will make you your
performance. Well, I put that on you. You must tell Pearl that I'm not happy.
What?
What? Why does she think that?
No, because I've said...
Do you say that I'm unhappy all the time?
No, I always say to her...
There's a few strings to this.
No, here are the strings. I always say when she comes in, you know, Fev's going to be so excited.
Yeah,
so now she's saying, Mum, Fev will get
and
excited, though.
She might get what she wants.
Yeah. Anyway, she was so pumped because, and any parents out there who are into Spirit, the movie, which is a fantastic movie, it may still be in cinemas. Get out and see it if you can. If you've got kids, they will love it. So
Trixie's
Spirit?
It's about a horse.
It's a horse movie. So Trixie's smack bang in the horse zone. Now, I was in a horse zone when I was about her age, and my parents just rode through it because that's what most do. I have now got her, she's having a fortnightly horse riding lesson.
Just... Hello, world. This is me.
So she got her lesson last Friday and loved it, and it's great, and it's so good. And I'm
terrible song.
It's just a commitment. And I'm not kidding. As I was driving to the horse riding lesson, I thought to myself, gee, this gets expensive, doesn't it, if this keeps up? This becomes gymkhanas and dressage, yeah. And what if we become a horse family? Like, there's so much going
on
here.
And I'm all for this for Trixie Boxy, because Alex used to ride track. She had her own little pony, and still to this day, she talks about how it's like her greatest memories of her riding her horse. Loved her horse, loved riding down the ocean, on the beaches, going to paddock. All she did was hang out with her pony and her horses. Now, I did say to Trixie when she was in here, I Googled what horses and ponies were worth, because I said that your mum will buy you one. Because
can you just buy it? Rich. You don't want like a gum tree horse or something?
You can buy a pony, but then Fee said, I've got no room.
There's no backyard. We've got a trampoline in a cubby. That's all that fits in the backyard.
But then I said, there's other options where you can hire them out to a paddock where someone looks after them throughout the week.
He's taking Trixie through this.
Horsey daycare.
I Googled it all about the maintenance and the feed and how much it costs. And I said, Mum can afford this. Just make sure you go home and you tell her about it.
So we're right. Okay, she's done her horse riding lesson. In the back of my mind, I'm going, okay, this is good. I'm satisfying this obsession she's got with horses, and that'll be it. We're driving home from the horse riding lesson. Now, Mum, Fev said that for $60 a week,
yes,
we could put the horse in a, we could hire a paddock. And he said that for $20 a week that someone will feed the, she's got all, Fev has given her all the stats for how she can have her very own horse.
I didn't read.
It's not helpful.
I didn't read Trixie the $200 a month vet. So I didn't read her the really expensive bits, because once she,
remember
can't
how
say
this
no.
started.
Yes, you can say no.
No, you can't.
It's a no to her own horse.
No.
She can have.
Think about how beautiful it'll be for her to own a horse and have something to look after growing up.
We live in the suburbs. We're not getting a horse. So can you please
stop this?
You live in a suburb.
Your house is a suburb.
No, it's not. It's a,
Trixie, though.
What?
To be fair, she doesn't have to go to school. Because if there is one man to learn how much money you can lose on horses.
Hey, that's a bit, that's, hey, 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 that, mate, that was a real problem.
No, it's just they cost a lot.
What are you clapping at, Tim Lee? You're not on for 15 minutes.
101.9 The Fox.
Leon, our executive producer, one of his friends was out and about near the Yarra and saw a seal, an actual seal, in the Yarra River. Is this right, Leon?
Yeah, my friend Georgia was down at Fairfield, the Yarra Bend Park.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And, she had a few tinnies with her, was having some beers with some mates down there, and for 3 hours they sat and watched a seal just swimming around in the Yarra.
You sure? At Yarra Bend? Because I thought maybe if it was closer to the ocean.
I did get drunk on Saturday. I did go for a bit of a dip. Might have been me. That seal.
I'm about to ask a question that I feel very foolish for, and I'm sure my brain's not in gear.
Please answer.
Where does the Yarra open into the ocean? Does it ever go to the ocean? Is this a silly question?
Do you reckon the seal was born in the Yarra?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where.
Up.
Yeah, but where? I don't know where it opens up.
So it goes into the Docklands. That area right there.
Does it?
The Docklands.
Well,
what are you looking at him for?
Because I wanted him to confirm it.
Mr. Geography.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wanted Mr.
Geography. Mr. Geography doesn't know.
I assume it's Docklands. Well, that's where it is.
Is that the mouth of the Yarra?
Yeah, so you know where the Docklands is and you go down that you can.
Where does the Yarra start?
It's Port Melbourne.
So it opens into Port Melbourne. There we go.
Yeah.
There it is. Look
under
at
the
that.
Westgate.
Are you sure that's Yarra?
The Westgate. Yeah.
It's very blue says on that picture.
Yarra River under the Westgate. There it is.
So you know when you go on those boats and stuff and you can cruise down, you go into the bay and you can also go into the Docklands and it goes into the Yarra. He's been on a boat, Leon, with his little captain hat.
Yeah, the go-boats.
Go-boats.
You can hire them down the Yarra and go up and down the
I've
water.
I've done that to myself. Embarrassing, I didn't know the answer to that question. Yeah. But anyway, I would have thought if she'd seen, Leon's friend had seen the seal around there, around Docklands. But the Yarra Bend is a long way for a seal to go.
Yeah.
Fairfield?
That's an eel seal.
Do you think it was an eel?
No, I'm
eel
saying eel,
seal.
Like sick.
Jeez, your brain is not well
that's an eel seal.
You know,
that rare creature, the eel seal.
I think you may have pronounced it wrong.
Eel.
Do you reckon?
Eel.
Eel?
You said
ill.
Eel.
Eel.
I thought I heard eel.
Yeah, I said eel. You said eel. That's all right, Mr. Grammar. But strange, though. I reckon I've seen dolphins in there before. I reckon it was on the news that dolphins have been in there before.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
They got lost. The pod. Is pod?
A pod of dolphins.
A pod of dolphins, yeah.
A whole pod found its way into the Yarra.
And they were little babies and stuff, yeah.
Is there no traffic or anything? Because that's what happened in Venice.
No, they don't drive.
In Italy. Me. Oh, jeez. Oh, it's the worst. Feb's lost it. He's done for the week. He's going home.
I didn't even hear it. What did you say?
I said, is there a lot less traffic? And he said, no, mate, they don't drive. Jeez.
Good gear.
Anyway, I'm interested if anyone else saw this seal. But 131060, we're going to throw out a question that I didn't want to ask. I'm not going to lie. We had a meeting this morning and the suggestion was made by somebody. Should we ask the question, what have you seen in the Yarra?
Water scares.
That was Fev, by the way. Fev said, can we ask the question, what have you seen in the Yarra? No. I said, well, people see plastic that no one's going to ring. Fev said, I'm sure they've seen dead bodies.
Yeah, well, there have been a couple of dead bodies there before.
Bit of fun for a Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I said also, Jim Courier, he's been in there.
When?
After he won the Australian Open.
He jumped in there. Well,
yeah, water skiers.
Yeah, but it's...
A couple of Birdmans. The rally.
So you only wanted me to set this phone up so you could get away
couple
some
of
jokes.
Zingers.
131060, we'll forge ahead with it. What have you seen in the Yarra?
But there's been dead bodies in there.
Interesting.
There has.
I'm saying that.
Yeah, but why?
You said it to me. Yes, oh, Salt Nightclub.
I didn't say.
What?
That was a long time ago.
There have been dead bodies in there before.
I'm sure there have been, but I don't think people are going to ring up and tell us they've seen a dead body, and I don't think we want to know that.
131060.
131060. This is Fev's idea. What have you seen in the Yarra? And if you're going to call and say you've seen rubbish or a fish, don't bother. We're after interesting things you've seen.
Minimum seal size.
Leon's friend, Leon, our executive producer, his friend on the weekend witnessed a seal cavorting in the Yarra River at Yarra Bend in Fairfield. And we just saw the video, the proof of... Is that a seal noise?
That's what a seal sounds like. It's also up on our Fifi Fev Nick Instagram page.
Oh, pretty cool. That. We've got exclusive footage of a seal in the Yarra on our socials. I would have watched it too. I've just watched it. I can't tell if it's definitely a big thing.
It's a seal.
Is it a seal?
Yes.
Well, it's got to be a seal.
It has to be. Of course it's a seal.
Did you see a close-up of it?
What do you think it is, Bigfoot?
Yeah. Well,
what do you grainy footage?
You can see something flapping around. But
it puts its nose up with a fish in it. Yeah. It's actually eating a fish.
Did you see that?
Did you just watch the same thing?
She sent me a few other videos. I can the closer videos if you'd like those.
No, it's fine. I totally believe
you're saying
her.
She's lying.
No, I'm
jumped
not
out and fixed
lying.
The roof. It's a seal, mate.
we'll come
anyway,
to you.
We've asked the question, what have you seen in the Yarra River? And Matthew from Cranbourne's called in. Hey, Matt.
How you going?
Good. What have you seen in the Yarra?
The Melbourne City bicycles.
Yes. They're everywhere.
Isn't that a disgrace? Who's throwing those bikes in the river?
Drunk people.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember they had to fish them out? Uh-huh. Remember we did a rave about the yellow bikes back in the day?
Yeah, were they red? Were they red?
They were red. I think they're red now, aren't they? I don't know. They were yellow. Remember, they were everywhere. Yeah. Yellow or blue bikes,
up in
whatever
trees.
They were. They were sitting in trees and then they pulled out like 150 out of the.
I found that so embarrassing because in all these European countries, everyone's respectful of the bikes and then they brought that system to Australia and 150 get dumped in the Yarra. That's embarrassing.
It's funny.
It's embarrassing. Thanks for that, Maddie. Josh from Edith Vale. Josh, what have you seen in the Yarra?
All right. So a little bit of backstory for a second. I was in high school, year 11, on a trip going down the Yarra River taking water samples for environmental science. Now, we were going down and at one of the stops we saw an inflatable adult device in the Yarra River, and then at the next stop down we found it washed up on the shore in high school.
What year were you in high school?
Year 11.
No, but how long ago?
Oh god, a while ago now, mate.
Why are you trying
years?
To figure out when
it was about 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where it's gone.
So, thank you for sharing
zinger
that,
after zinger.
By the way, that would be the highlight of any high school excursion to see that floating down the river.
Particularly in environmental science.
Oh, miss.
What's that, miss?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
What an appropriate song, Calvin Harris's I Feel So Close To You Right Now, because I feel so close to this man, yet he's been so far for so long. He's back in the studio. Glenn Robbins.
How long do we go back? I was telling my driver, because I have a driver.
Oh, wow.
I have a team of people that come in
Uber driver.
Just an Uber driver? No, I've gone the limo.
The taxi driver.
Wow. Yeah, and I was talking about Fifi.
Yes.
And I don't know, how many years?
Well, I'd say 2000, and when Marty and I started doing the shebang on Triple M. Marty and I. 2005? That's like 16 years. Yeah. Is that about that?
You didn't have any kids or anything. Didn't and have I remember kids. I walked in the room and you were doing telling someone that you could do a trick with your
boobs.
My party trick.
That's her party trick with a lipstick. It's the first thing she showed me, too.
I brought it up, but it was just, I went, oh, wow, this is what radio's really like. Yes. Wow, this is what they talk about. Nothing's off the record.
I worked at Triple M and they asked me to put lipstick between my cleavage and put lipstick on. It's so unusual.
Nick's a bit upset he hasn't seen it yet.
I didn't say that.
You did say, you looked at me and said,
I don't know about the trick.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've known you for a long time. You've got these two upstarts over here. Yes. I mean, good on you. And look, you guys. Shorts. You dressed up. You're wearing like the
Eskimo.
Yeah. And you guys, t-shirts, shorts, legends.
Sorry, I left my puffer jacket back in 1920. Like, who wears a puffer jacket?
I do. Everyone wears puffer jackets. Yeah. It's
winter. Everyone wears shorts.
Nobody wears shorts in winter.
Nick does.
You're strange, boy.
Guys, it's 15 and sunny today.
So, yeah, mate, Warnie's got COVID.
He's got COVID. I just read that.
What's happened? Yeah.
He's got the bug.
Out?
Yeah.
He's been out and about.
You've got to think about it. They picked the wrong guy.
Is that, because he's immune to everything?
Well, you know, you can do anything at Warning. He survives
Is this where it ends, COVID?
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Delta V Warning. It's all over.
When they have the big meeting, all the viruses get together. Oh, yeah. We were doing well. Yeah. All around the world. Oh, selling really well. And we've got this bloke called Shane Warn. Oh, no. Too much for us.
Is Warnie in Melbourne? Is he in Melbourne?
No, he's in the UK. Oh, but he's been out playing golf and he's been everywhere. But he was fully vaccinated to go over there.
Oh, he's fully vaccinated?
I think he was.
He probably
was. He's old.
Yeah.
He would have had the AstraZeneca.
Yeah. Well, I've had the Russell Coit.
Oh.
It's the Russell Coit jab. Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, it's a bit of terps and a bit of two-stroke and some wombat urine. Yeah. And that'll kill anything. There's a bit of gear for you. I've brought a bit of gear. What a joke.
You look at fit. You look very fit. Have you been training? Are you doing something spectacular?
It's funny you should say that because I joined an over 50s gym.
Oh,
no.
I didn't know that was an exclusive gym you could join.
And there's like, they've got your free weights and everything. I do a bit of that. And they've got the machines with the hydraulics and stuff on them.
Yeah.
And they'd set me up. Give me a program.
Yeah.
And I'm going around, going pretty well. And they've got this machine. I'm going, oh, this is a bit hard. Oh, I'm struggling with this one. Oh, I better turn it down a bit. And I looked, I was on zero. On zero. It wouldn't go any lower. I was actually just lifting the bar on the machine up and down, nothing.
And you're in the – so you've got to move up. Just go sign up to the over 70s gym maybe, see what they got in there. Maybe there's something lighter than zero.
I was
They have the resting beds in those ones.
A few years ago, I hadn't been to the gym for a long time. I went to the gym and I'm standing there going, God, what's that guy doing in the next room? And he was down on the floor. He had pads on his knees and he was like – walking around. Do you know this? It's a true story. And I'm looking, I'm going, I am so out of touch. I do not know what that exercise is that they're doing. There's a group of them in that room. And I watched for a while. I realized they were putting down new carpet. True story. Because you know when they put the pads on their knees and they bang their knees into the wall, I'm going, what is that exercise?
Aerobics has gotten vicious.
I want to get back to gym and I just can't get my head around getting back to a gym. I haven't been to a gym for 15 years, or no, 13 years, I don't reckon I've been in one. How did you do it, like mentally, to get yourself to go into a gym?
Wow, that's someone like you asking someone like me how I got back into the gym.
I've just got no will to do it.
Well, you're one of the few people, because when I meet football, it's not about you, but I always go the hug. Because I get to feel what a real man is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're like that. You look at you with
thank
you.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
You saying that?
Yeah.
That has upset Fev.
No, he just me. Equal he tried athletes. To hug you, but he couldn't really get in close because you.
I was a bit worried. I didn't know.
I was on Ernie and Denise as Uncle Arthur
today.
Well, here we go. This is going back. This is very much your demographic. But the story I'm telling here on Ernie and Denise, and I was on as Uncle Arthur. There's another voice. There's a character you've probably never heard of. And I had to climb over the. This is getting back to how strong footballers are. I had to climb over the couch, and Dermot Brereton came and just lifted me up like a little rag doll and put me in my seat as Uncle Arthur.
You guys, let's be honest, you guys are strong.
Yeah, we're strong. It'll only take me a week or two and I'll be back, but I just can't get into it.
We did a TV show, Dave O'Neill's pilot.
But we did.
And we had to have a fight on stage.
We did.
And you took on four of us.
Yeah, I did. We had a punch on in a comedy movie that Dave O'Neill had at a high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been training for that forever. Yeah. A true method actor, Fev, over here.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of athletes and sport, are you watching any of the Olympics?
Well, look, I'm loving it.
I know. How good is it?
At first, not that much. I've been enjoying the bit of the swimming and the bit of the weightlifting. Here's a bit of a. Here's what I'm thinking.
Are they doing more than zero?
There's a whole category right there. Oh God! But I'm thinking, whatever they're lifting, they should convert the weight into what it is. Like if it's a refrigerator. They're lifting.
Yes, good
I want
idea.
To know that. Oh, there's a commentary tip for you. If they're lifting it, or turned it into a look, are they going for the George Columbaris for the world record, or a Matt Preston, or Matt Preston sitting on a billiard table? Or see, just think about it, because I don't know what the weights that
Mate,
mean anything. Do
I
they?
Would love for that to happen, or just have two refrigerators on the end. Have a small one.
Why
one.
Not?
Yeah, just.
No, you guys have to get on like ESPN 15 or whatever and watch the World's Strongest Man contest. You know where they pull a train carriage by their teeth and that's what you need. Yeah. Get the body inside an empty VW Beetle and the arms out the side and then they walk it down it. No, but they're actual events you could watch.
Yeah.
That's why I get annoyed watching the weightlifting at the Olympics. Like, where's the empty car? I'm going to lift that like I saw on the telly.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they're on the roids?
Oh, this is a big one. You might be quoted on this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's something going on.
Have we ever been tempted?
Me? Yeah. Oh, back in the day, I got asked by a certain weights coach if I wanted to quit footy and become a bodybuilder.
Really?
And they'd jab me up because I had the physique
fantastic.
For it. Yeah, I got the physique for it, but I chose football.
Is it true that it makes a certain part of your anatomy?
Yeah, well, I was just about to go there, Glenn. I was going to say I'm happy with my
You've got a bit
status.
To spare, though. You could take a bit off. You
enough.
And I, you can make jokes about having being big down there, but it's not fun to live with, is it? With you know, being oh, I've gone blue.
No, don't worry, Glenn. I sat there yesterday
you
watching.
You did it. We didn't, so no one gets into trouble if you do it, it's fine.
But we did sit there, Glenn, last night watching, and I was sitting there with my wife, and we were talking about steroids, and I said, some of these athletes may be on something because they're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So like in 5 or 6 years, when their tests, they freeze their tests, they come back and go, they had steroids.
Well,
that's how
it.
They get away with it. And then we did sit there last night because they're in real tight pants.
And you can
and
just
we
check
we
out
went
the...
along and she goes, well, he's maybe on it. He may be on it because it looked really, really small in there. But there was a couple that were a bit bigger. I thought, oh, he's not on it. And those blokes didn't win.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
It the bigger
ones,
they
should, the bigger ones didn't win. The little
so what you're
did.
Saying is you don't know blood test.
No,
just get it out.
Yep.
I want
you're on them. You are on them, mate. It's a hot day. We all know. It's Japan. We know what happens. Look at that thing.
It's not where I expected the interview to go
end. No, no. We were talking about where we started together.
Yes, exactly.
And we were going to reminisce about the good old times that I've gone.
Yes. And now we've ended up here.
Sorry, I brought the tone of the show
but
down.
But we don't want to miss Glenn, you tonight on the television, 8:40, Channel 10. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah.
Always a great episode with you on it, Glenn. He cannot wait to see you.
Getting on in years, and it's pretty nice of them to keep me employed.
It is. Mm.
How many do you get right?
Well, let's just say I give it a fair crack, and I may well. I won last time I was on.
Did you win last time?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And you know you can back yourself.
Can you?
On sports bet?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can.
Yes. To actually lock
How did
on
you go?
Now.
A wink for okay, double wink for win.
Oh, no. Hang on. What?
Fifi, Fem and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.